It is Monday morning. We check in with the Bloomington Police Department and our good friend, Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us again. And, geez, it's I don't even know where to start because the...
Well, I think a good place to start, Glass, would be to say we are very sorry for your brothers that have lost their lives in Baton Rouge.
Again.
And we're very sorry for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, we've gotten a lot of really great interaction with our community over the last week or so, actually all month, and we really, really appreciate it. We said that a couple of times on Facebook, and I just want to let everybody know how much that really means to us. I mean, it's been a rough, rough month for law enforcement. We've had 13 officers murdered already this month. And it's just been very difficult all across the United States. But, you know, we really appreciate Bloomington. We appreciate what the people have done for us and the comments that we've gotten from them and the gifts that we've gotten from them this week. We really appreciate it. It means a lot to us.
Well,
go ahead, Margaret.
Well, it's just I think that one of the things that maybe people need to do in all these instances is to take and put a personal note on this and actually read about these people and about their lives and who they were, because I don't think you can have a heart and not read about this and understand that none of this violence,
not soldiers at war.
No,
these are police.
This is part
of our communities.
That's it.
Massive
you
difference.
Know, and this is just truly heartbreaking.
You know, when you villainize entire groups, it just makes it easier to attack those groups namelessly, like you said. And I think you're absolutely right. Is if we put names and faces to all of these victims of violence, then people start realizing who they are, and it can make a difference. But we've had those problems for a very long time, and not just in policing and in all aspects of communities where people have been, you know, singled out for being members of that group, and that's just wrong. And it's something that we've fought against, we've trained against for a long time. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why we try so hard to engage the community on all different levels, is so that people can get to know us and we can get to know people, individuals, and what they do and what they stand for. That's just really important.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He's from the Bloomington Police Department, checks in with us on most Monday mornings. And for people just getting back into the loop, if they were gone all weekend, 3 Baton Rouge law enforcement officers were killed on Sunday after a former Marine dressed in black and carrying extra ammunition opened fire on them outside a gas station. 3 other officers were wounded in the ambush, 1 critically. Police said the gunman, Gavin Long of Kansas City, who turned 29, so he did this on his birthday, was in the Marines from 25 to 2010, reaching the rank of sergeant. He was also pronounced dead at the scene as well. So there, we're not going to sit here and try to make sense of this in the aftermath. We saw what happened in Dallas. The interesting part that I opined on earlier, and I just want your feeling on this, if I'm out to lunch, that's fine. I have no problem with that. We've seen now 2 ex-military people ambush cops, both of them being African-Americans. One was a Black Lives Matter. One was in a city where the police had shot and killed a black suspect. I can't even connect the dots here. I just it doesn't make sense, which is good, because if I could understand what they were doing, that
then
would make me one of them.
Yeah,
but the point is, it just it is what's normal anymore? Ambushing cops, former military people who are essentially trained to do this in some way, shape, or form. This is not good.
Well, and I can understand exactly why you'd struggle with, you know, changing some of those paradigms that we're kind of used to seeing before. But one of the things that I think everybody should realize is in this day of instant information, we're not used to having to wait very long for things. But these both of the, I mean, the Dallas investigation, the investigation is going to take taking place in Baton Rouge. These things are going to take a very long time before we can get an idea of exactly what happened, what some of those motivations might have been, and what some of the issues that might have come up that caused some of these things outside of the specific violent event itself. So we just have to wait a while, see where those investigations come out, and see what kind of information we can get later on, and that'll help us make some decisions and figure out exactly where some of our next steps might be. You know, like I said last time I was on the radio, I was just now getting some after-action reports on the Orlando incident, and that was almost a month later. So, you know, I know that I'm not even going to get in, I'm not even going to get, you know, early stuff for another couple of weeks at least. And to get really down the deep into this, it's going to take months, if not years.
We've seen major law enforcement operations, Chicago, New York, and other places changing their tactics. I know you don't want to perhaps talk about that, but now they're telling officers to go out in pairs to try to avoid any of this. Is that a normal reaction to situations like that, or is that the new normal based on what we've seen here in the last few weeks?
Well, I mean, it may very well become the new normal, but then again, whenever you pair up officers, now cities like Chicago that have a lot of officers have a lot more flexibility to do some things like that, especially in some really high crime areas or some very dangerous areas. The city like Bloomington, we don't have the resources probably to do that, but we may have to prioritize certain calls. There may be instances, and some of the directions we've already given our people is that as we get these calls coming in, if they don't look right or if they don't sound right, don't do anything that doesn't keep them safe. So slow down and take their time, and we've kind of been pushing that, especially a department as busy as ours. And as we go from one call to the next and try to solve some of these issues that come up, a lot of times we do those short. We do those by individuals, and that's one of the things we're really working hard to kind of break the habit of our guys to make sure that they're doing things safely.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning from the Bloomington Police Department. And over the weekend, we had a rally, a peaceful rally. I believe the march happened from the Sample Gates up to the courthouse. It was a Black Lives Matter organized by some local recent high school grads and some folks in high school. How did everything go on the weekend?
It went great. It went very peaceful. It went as we hoped it would. It went as we kind of planned it would. We did some planning. We were prepared for the incident. Obviously, it was something that concerned us a little bit. But at the same time, the history in Bloomington, we not only allow those types of protests, but we understand people's right. We're going to protect their right to do that. So we made sure it could happen. We tried to figure out how it could happen in the safest way possible, and it went off very well. Everyone, again, was very well behaved. Everyone had their opportunities to say the things that they wanted to say. They did it in a very respectful manner, and we had very little involvement from anybody's viewpoint. They weren't able to see any of the involvement we did have, and that's exactly what we were looking for.
And helping with blocking traffic, slowing down traffic as people march. And I'm the king of the dumb question, as you know, from being on this program. Do these people have to file a petition
permit
or a permit,
something
so
like
you know
that
this protest is happening and you can help them organize it? Is that how that works?
We typically don't help with the organizing, but we do usually hope that they file parade permit requests.
Okay.
However, we have never not allowed someone to protest for not filing a parade permit request in the past. In this instance, they did not file a request, but we did actually reach out to some of the organizers early on so that we could get an idea of what some of their plans might be to help our responses a little bit and then make sure that we could kind of coordinate with what their intent was, and it worked out very well.
Excellent.
And again, that's something that we've typically done. So we're not new to these protest things. Bloomington is such a great city with so many different opinions, and you know, we've always been very open to that, and we've done these things before, so this wasn't new for us.
And the good news was it seemed everything went off without a hitch. How many people were there? I didn't really see a number anywhere. A couple hundred? A few hundred?
I think the estimate that we got was about 300, but it was a purely rough estimate.
Okay. But that's still a very solid
nice
number
turnout
on it.
Nice,
yeah, it's amazing
turnout
that all those people, a lot of those people, stopped playing Pokemon for 5 minutes and got involved with
well,
things
I
that
think
matter
some
in real
of them
life.
Might have been playing, yeah, some of them might have been playing Pokemon during the event. I'm not really sure, but yeah.
So
we still got to laugh a little bit. Let's not forget that either.
So one of the things you were mentioning earlier, and I think that's something that I would really hope that we see more of, is the interaction with the community. I mean, are some of these police departments figuring out that maybe this whole hands-off, not being connected to the community kind of thing isn't working?
Well, that's been discussions and talks in law enforcement circles for a very long time. And you have some very active community organizations and departments. So I think like ours is one of those. But there are others that aren't. And sometimes that's because of the people they police, the communities that they police. No matter how much they try, they're not able to make those connections because of whether it be the high violent crime in the area or some other factors with regards to it. But what we're seeing is even a lot of those agencies that typically haven't been very connected in the community are now really making some pushes, understanding the importance of community engagement and community involvement.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We need to
figure out. We all live together.
Yeah, we need to figure out some way to work together to stop both ends of this horrible cycle of violence. So.
And just to add another peg to the level last week, bank robbery downtown Bloomington. Heck, gee whiz, no rest for the weary, huh?
I did not see that one.
Still investigating that one, and still working on that one. Got our investigators involved, but we've got some pictures and we've got some leads. So hopefully we'll be able to solve that here in fairly quick time.
And that's where the community can help as well. If you go to the Bloomington Police Department's Facebook page, there are pictures from the Chase Bank of the person who robbed it, and
you know,
share them, pass them on, and hopefully we can help out there. So gee whiz. you just blink, and since we've talked in 6 days, all that stuff that's gone on has been unbelievable. We've seen terror in France as well with the person committing murder driving a truck through the Bastille Day. It's a crazy world, and we thank you for your service in it. Whoo, man.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes this isn't any fun. And for you guys to put your lives on the line to protect all of us who wouldn't spend 5 seconds. Remember, when you guys run to it, everybody else runs away from it. We saw that in Dallas. And
That's why I love the profession I'm in, and I love the people that I work with. They're very special people, very brave people that will do exactly that. Whether people like us or not, it doesn't matter. We show up to work every day. We do the best job we can to keep people safe.
Well, let's end on a positive note. Cops cycling for survivors. We saw that last Monday. Give us a little heads up what that is and what everybody's involved with on that. Sounds like a great cause. And again, police getting back into our community to help out.
Well, Cops Cycling for Survivors has been a program for going on, I believe, about 15 years now. One of our officers, Monica Zahasky, has been heavily involved in that for a long time and been riding with that program. I think they're riding into town Friday and Saturday this week.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly sure.
Let's get out the water. 95 both days on that.
Oof.
Yeah, I think they'll be riding into town making some stops. So, hopefully people can come out and cheer them on. They ride all over the state. This is for families of downed police officers and police officers died in the line of duty in Indiana. And again, it's been going on for about 15 years. And it's just a great program. And we're very proud to have Monica be such a big part of it.
Well, Monica and her mates will be in town Friday. That's when they come from Madison to Bloomington. And then on Saturday, we'll leave Bloomington and head to Indianapolis. So that's we'll try to help them out with the forecast. But right now,
it's going to be warm, it looks like.
So
it's
again,
to be warm.
If we can help out by getting them some water or what, I bet they'll be loaded up anyhow. But again, during their route, that would be fantastic. So that'll be this weekend as they wrap up and head to Indianapolis. So great stuff there. And again, raising money for fallen officers. And sadly, there's too many of them that we have to talk about. Now, we hope when we get together, coming back on the first Monday of August, that we have nothing.
I think first Monday of August.
We have nothing to talk about.
I'll have wrapped up my teen academy, talk about the teen academy. Oh. So hopefully they'll be all good stuff.
Now, do you have any last-minute spots there? Or are you all filled up and ready to go?
All filled up and ready to go.
Great to hear.
We have about 50 kids and got everything ordered, so we're going to have a great time.
You're going to have your hands full.
Well, you know what? And
yes, we will.
And that's obviously some positivity we can focus on as well. So enjoy the teen camp. Fantastic. And we'll get updated on August 1st.
All right. Sounds
have
great.
A wonderful week until we see you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Steve. Steve Kellums, Captain Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department checking in. Back-to-back Monday, so that was great. Perfect. He gets it. He gets it. It makes our lives a lot easier when he gets it. So great stuff from him. And sadly, more terrible news as we mentioned yesterday, a gunman in Louisiana ambushed police officers, killing three of them, wounding three more before the gunman was killed by police officers returning fire. And a 29-year-old former Marine. That's what Fox News is reporting at this time. And as Captain Kellums mentioned, we just have to sit back and wait and let everybody dig through the details and try to find out why. And why is always the part, no matter what it is, and trying to figure these unfigurable things out. That's the toughest part.